But first, we're going to check in with the editorial board at the Arizona Republic. It's a regular segment where we talk about the big issues facing the state and the region, featured in the newspaper's viewpoint section. The shootings 1 week ago in Las Vegas once again highlighted calls to modify U.S. gun laws, but where should those efforts be focused? With me to talk about that and some of the specifics is Phil Boas, director of the Republic's editorial department. And Phil, simply put, does the U.S. have a gun problem?
Well, we just had a civilian set up a machine gun nest in one of the major hotels on the Vegas Strip and use automatic weapon fire to mow down people on a concert ground, killing 58 people, injuring hundreds of others. Clearly, we have a gun problem. This is preceded by lots of other mass shootings that we've seen, including Newtown, which I think is still with us, still sticks in the craw of every mother and father of young children. We haven't forgotten that. And so, yes, we have a gun problem, and the temptation is to throw up your hands and say, what do? We haven't been able to do anything in the past. Well, you can't give up. If you believe in civilized society, you have to come up with solutions. You have to keep working at it because this is intolerable.
To what extent do the solutions come from simply relying on electing people to act on this, and how much of it has to come from the grassroots sort of in our communities?
Well, a lot of it has to come from the grassroots. And one of the points that we made is one of the acts of futility that we've seen over and over for decades is all the screaming from the left at the NRA. Well, the NRA is using all of their rights as American citizens to work within the political system to advance an idea, and that is that guns should be free, that we have a Second Amendment and people have the right to defend themselves. And there are a lot of people in this country who believe in that. And so you got to deal with that. You got to deal with the fact that guns are popular. But there's a lot to work with because there is a huge problem in the country and everybody recognizes it, even on the right. And that means you have real possibilities to win people over to an argument that says we need to be more responsible.
There are polling numbers that indicate that even a majority of Republicans think there should at least be more sensible things put into effect.
Right. So we've seen it on the right. Very popular to do more to keep guns out of the hands of mentally ill people, which more and more it appears that Stephen Paddock was mentally ill, deranged, and other sorts of restrictions. There's a lot of support on the right to do more. There are a lot of responsible people who are gun owners who are not the hardline absolutists of the National Rifle Association. They can be peeled off, I guarantee it, because they know we've got a problem.
So how much of a disconnect is there, though, between people who own guns for sport or to protect their homes and those who like guns and have a lot of them and those who don't own guns at all? How do you start to have more common ground? Does it come from some of the poll numbers you said?
Well, I think those who want to do more to restrict guns have to nod more to the rights of gun owners. You have to understand we have a Second Amendment. We have a long tradition in this country that you have the right to defend yourself and protect your home and hearth. That's been there in America, and that isn't going to change. And if you don't nod to that and at least recognize that that's a baseline to start from, then you're going to turn people away and you're going to make them more radical in their views. You're going to make them the NRA, okay? Mm-hmm. But if you begin with the position that you have a right to own a gun, but guess what? You have to be an adult about it. You have to be responsible. Guns are serious things. They're very dangerous. And so you can't treat it like a toy. It's a tool. You got to be responsible. And we have to make those kinds of demands as people. And guess what? A lot of gun owners know this. They treat their guns as tools. They're very serious about gun safety, and they're going to agree with you if you approach them in the right way.
What about the bigger picture, Phil, when it comes to certainly when something horrible happens, like happened in Las Vegas, it garners a lot of attention. But generally, there are mass shootings, and then there are the day-to-day gun killings, whether it's people in certain neighborhoods where guns are easy to get access to, perhaps gang activity. But there are also numbers we've seen about older white men who kill themselves with guns. So how does all this coalesce? And are we spending too much energy on these horrible mass shootings because there's such a loss of life in such a short period of time?
Well, the mass shootings, they get our attention because even if it doesn't meet the strict definition of terrorism, because terrorism is mass killing or killing with a point. And from what we can see so far, Stephen Paddock didn't have a point that we can see, and he's not letting on to us what it might be. But one of the real misunderstandings about these mass shootings is that they do terrorize. And so they're big and they're bold, and they make us all afraid that this could happen to us. But they're not the big picture on the gun problem. The gun problem, Stephen Paddock used rifles. Rifles are very rare in gun murders, okay? And mass shootings are very rare, about 1% to 2% of all the gun murders. Most of the gun murders are committed by young men. A lot of them in the inner city, they're committed with handguns. And until you start caring about that and caring about the bigger picture, you're not going to really get at the problem of gun violence in America.
Phil Boas is director of the Arizona Republic's editorial department.